Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Coming to you live from New York City. Thank God it's Friday. Hope all is well. Had a wonderful, prosperous week. To all my victims that's been a victim of the COVID-19, you are forever in my thoughts and prayers. Always remember that. As far as me and the girls, we're just chopping it up in here. Brooklyn had to finish up her remote learning for today. Wish we had a good week with that. We're doing a few new things. On yesterday, we had with her school, shout out to PS13, Maxine Cameron, and her assistant principals, Mr. Paul Thomas, AP Thomas, Mr. Gasson, Miss Teresa Jenkins. They all put together virtual PTA meeting. So with the okay, be careful, Sugarfoot. You okay? Okay, baby. So yeah, guys. So yesterday they put together a PTA virtual meeting. Say good morning. Say good morning. You wanna do your learning?
Yeah.
Go ahead, say ABC.
A George JK Elemental P Q R S T U V W S Y S D. Now I know my ABCs. That's why I know my ABCs.
Yay, you good job. Go do your learning. You know, she had to get those ABCs in. She know that I'm doing podcasts, and I be explaining to her what I'm doing and about my little episodes and stuff. So, you know, she want a piece of the pie, too, which the pie is for her in Brooklyn and my other two as well. But anywho, guys, like I was saying, they put together a magnificent way for us to do a virtual parent PTA meeting. Big shout out to them for doing that. It was an experience for me. And they, you know, we were discussing a few topics, how they're going to grade the kids at the end of the school year. They was talking about how they was going to, you know, start trying to do the student of the month thing and stuff like that. And, you know, doing what they got to do. Okay, Sugarfoot, go get Brooklyn. So, you know, it was a good meeting, you know, and it was good to hear everybody's voices and know that the school really is, you know, concerned and care for the students. I really love that about PS13. They have always gave me open arms since I've been there day one. Started back in kindergarten for Brooklyn. So from kindergarten up into third grade, a lot of support system there. So, you know, big shout out to everybody there, the staff, everyone. Other than that, it's rainy today in New York. It's a little gray. But, you know, I got to make the girls sunshine regardless because they still want to turn up. So we still going to do pizza today. We do pizza every Friday and, you know, take them out to get a little walk because, you know, kids still have to get their exercise and go out a little bit during this pandemic. So with mine, they put on their masks, they get geared up and, you know, they go out and, you know, the way my block is made, they have enough space to do a little running and jogging and stuff like that. So I keep them going. I keep them on their toes. I keep them going. And, you know, we still can video chat with my mother, my sisters and my nieces and nephews and stuff. So their livelihood, their emotional hood, I try to keep that going. Regardless that we in the house 7 days a week, when we do get to go out or reach out, we doing it in love. We're not calling people with the bitter haze or how are you guys. No, we be lit. Hey, how are y'all? What's up? How everybody feeling? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that energy boosts up another person's day that may be going through something. You know what I'm saying? Because like every day that I wake up, knowing that we done lost so many people to the COVID-19 chick up in America. And, you know, the people that we done lost here in New York, which has been a whole lot of people. Oh, man, let me tell you. I'm thankful to open my eyes to hear, see, read, believe, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very, very thankful. And I'm thankful for my support system as well. You know, at the end of the day, we got to take one day at a time, do what we got to do. And you know what I'm saying? Just stay focused. Stay encouraging. And like my grandmother used to tell me all the time, if you ain't got nothing to say, don't say nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? So we all have to. Excuse me, guys. We all have to catch ourselves here and there. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Put a little bit of that Black Diamond in your cup. Yes. So, you know. Yes. So, you know, at the end of the day, I always got to have my coffee. You want a zebra?
I want a zebra
cake. I don't know if I'll be able to get you a zebra. You want a zebra cake?
Yeah.
Okay, Sugarfoot. Yes, a Sugarfoot is always wanting something. And now she want a zebra cake. I don't have no more zebra cake. You want a birthday cake?
Mommy.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, you know, I'm just trying to stay on top doing what I got to do. And I'm doing, you know, doing what a mother's supposedly doing, keeping my insanity sane. Other than that, guys, I'm in peace. I'm feeling lovely. My support system is growing. And to all my listener supports out there, let me tell you guys, you are very, very special to me. Every time you tune in just to hear what the Black Diamond has to say, or, you know, even if you're getting a little inspiration or motivation or encouragement, or just like the sound of my voice, whatever it is that thrives you, enthuses you, or whatever, I am very thankful for you just tuning in, checking me out. Because at the end of the day, we have to be our own brand. And from day one, I always been my own brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to brand yourself out. I never want to be like anybody else. It's a lot of women out here that's go-getters, boss chicks, and they have always motivated me through my life. But at the end of the day, what God has done for me in the realm, you know what I'm saying? I know that you have to build yourself up, you know what I'm saying, as well as waiting on others to build you up. You know what I'm saying? So I always did that. You know, but I do know that there are some out there that's not capable of doing that. You might be too weak to move on. You might be, you know, too hurt to move on. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to send my love and condolences to a few friends down south who lost their children to violence. You know, and I can't say enough, guys, that we have to stop this violence. Domestic violence is on an all high since the pandemic. People is trapped off, emotions, attitudes, financial barriers. So I know there's all type of things going on. The mindset can just take you in 1,000 places that don't need to be driven. But at the end of the day, let me tell you something. Pray your way through. Pray your way through. At the end of the day, violence is not the way. You know what I'm saying? I speak to a lot of women that's survivors of, you know, violent relationships, you know, violent families, because I come from experience. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very experienced woman. I've been there, done that, from being broken to being abused to being used to being confused. I done did it all. You understand? I done did it all. From, you know, believing in this man that he's this and he's that. I done did it all. But you know what? It takes a real, real, real special type of diamond like myself to overcome all of that. When you walk out of the fire with no burns, huh? Oh, man, let me tell you. I'm here to set the people's soul on fire. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to pick you up. You got to love you, okay? Because ain't nobody going to love you like you love you. Ain't nobody going to get you that nice outfit that you want like you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that you want to do, build that house, build that building, drive that fancy new car, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. Black Diamond is here to tell you that you can do it. Motivate yourself, encourage yourself, build yourself up. And guess what? When you get to where you want to be and your mindset and mentality and mental thinking is on a level where you can help someone else, do just that. Do just that. Be a kind word. Be a kind heart to someone else. You know what I'm saying? We already live in a bitter America. You feel me? We keep on screaming that we want to make America great again. Guys, we got to make ourselves great again. You understand? Before the whole world can come great again, individually, we got to become great again. You understand? And that's what I'm doing. I'm remaking the Black Diamond. I'm becoming greater. You understand? And to greater is he that's in thee, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, like I said, I'm not perfect. And I don't know all the things that I should tell you to move your situation forward. But what I will tell you is don't give up. Okay, don't give up, don't lose hope, okay, and stay in your lane, okay? Don't drive over here in this lane. If you notice the fast lane and this is the slow lane and you want to take it slow, stay over here on this side. Keep on going, because guess what? You're going to get to your destination. You may not be going fast in the other lane with the other fast riders, but you over here slow rolling yours, baby, and trust and believe me, you will get there. you will get there. One thing about me, I came from a queen. You hear me? My queen came from a queen. You hear me? And big shout out to my mother, Judy. Judy Moore, a.k.a. Hollywood, best mother in the world. In my book, that's my mother. I'm her firstborn daughter. Let me tell you something. Best mother to ever have. Taught me and my sisters values. You know what I'm saying? Stability, responsibility, integrity. Okay? Anything that me and my sisters and paths and journeys that we took after my mom's household, was of the flesh and of the world. Okay? We all know that. Okay? All of us been rooted and down with the good ones that told us which way we should go. Like at the end of the day, I grew up in the church, okay, but couldn't wait to get out of high school so I could turn up in the club 5-6 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Which I was already doing a little bit at in high school anyway. I'm the turn up queen, okay? But not for nothing. I'm turning up now in a more positive way. You know what I'm saying? I used to run these streets with, you know, no goals. I ain't have no goals. I didn't know what the future held for me, which I still don't know what the future holds for me, because you know what I'm saying? Our destiny is in God's hand. So let me take another sip of this good cup of coffee, guys. Oh, yeah. My coffee lovers know what time it is. You know we got to have our coffee. We got to have our tea. Some people like their iced coffee. Whatever it is that drives you, just know that black diamond with you, okay? Anything, let me tell you something. At the end of these episodes, guys, big shout out to Anchor for helping the girl get her voice out there, get my story out there, doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 6-7 platforms. Y'all look me up. Black Diamond, BlackDimeond 2020. For those who don't have an iPhone, you can Google me to see which platform can go to your device. And on another note, on Saturdays, I do the Radiohead station, which is another app. I think it's only offered on iPhones. I'm not for sure. You know what I'm saying? You guys can check that out as well. Every Saturday, I do my little inspirational shows. You know, we're not able to go to the bars and the clubs in New York, which I don't do bars and clubs in New York anyway. You know what I'm saying? I have the girls. So I'm a full-time officer, security officer when I was working. But as for now, little me time, like I do like, I'm the type of chick, like our Taco Bell, a few Taco Bells out in New York City have liquor license. So, you know, we can do little mixed drinks here and there. We got Red Lobster. We got the Applebee's that be popping off and this and that. So those are my bars. Not for nothing. I miss society. You hear me? And one thing about New York City always broader my brand. New York City broader my brand. Meaning, you know what I'm saying? I came here to be all I could be. I got my first high-paying job here. They put me in my first foreign car. I got top-of-the-line insurance. The company I was working with, we had union benefits. Like, New York City helped me live it up. Although, you know what I'm saying? Only the strong survive and only soldiers come here and live. That's why we in a fight up here in New York City. You know what I'm saying? We are fighters up here in New York City. Big shout-out to the mayor and the governor. They doing all they can do. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm appreciative of whatever they do. Because at the end of the day, don't nobody owe nobody nothing. You understand? The mayor or the governor can't give me breath to breathe. You understand? But they can give me the resources to help me live a better life and a better life for the kids while we're here in New York City. Okay? So at the end of the day, guys, not for nothing. You know what I'm saying? The black diamond taking one day at a time. That's all we need to know. Take one day at a time. Okay, and do what you can do for you and yours. But there's nothing wrong with giving a kind word, a hello, or you know what I'm saying, some type of prayer for someone else who may be going through. Don't be so cold-hearted, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us shut ourselves up. I'm living my life. Oh, I'm doing this for me and mine. So I don't give it. Yeah, that's all good and dandy. But the word of God don't want you to be that way. The word of God wants you to share that love, share that enlightenment, share that joy that you have in your heart. Let the people know that you are happy for life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing right now. I'm letting all of y'all know out there, all of y'all at the sound of my voice, let all of y'all know that the black diamond, okay, although I'm at a little peace in my life, you know what I'm saying? I want to share it with you so that you can have some peace in your life and do what you got to do for you and your family or for yourself. And not for nothing, okay? To all of you that lost someone to the COVID-19 chick, you are in my thoughts and prayers. Be strong and hold on. At the end of this episode, at the end of every episode, you can send me a message. Okay, if you want to say something to the people in the world, you want to say something to the Black Diamond, whatever. You want to talk about something I was talking about, whatever. Send me a message. If it's positive enough, I'll put it on one of my episodes, you know, just to show you love and support as well. My love and support will get shown back to you as well. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you can send me a message. You can, all my listener supports, if you want to do a small donation, I think it do all the way to 99 cents. We know we throw a lot of 99 cents away. Not for nothing, guys. Whatever you do, support me, listen to me, whatever. I'm appreciative. It's the small things that count out here. The small things that count out here, you know. And big shout out to our Secret Santa in the middle of the year. You know what I'm saying? Because kids deserve gifts all through the year. And I want to thank God for that blessing as well. That was a blessing in disguise. So, hey, at the end of the day, you don't know where your blessing's going to come from. You don't know where your blessing lies. All you can do is pray, stay humble, believe, and do what's right. Righteousness is going to always put you on top. Always remember that. Righteousness will always put you on top. Until next time, guys, I want everyone to have a wonderful, 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 blessed weekend. I love you guys. Be blessed. Stay safe, stay in quarantine unless you make any sensual moves.